You're listening to Rewired and Inspired with Lily Beyond, episode 51.
Welcome to the Mental Fitness School podcast, where we talk all things rewiring your brain to become the inspiring person you're meant to be, inside out. And now to your host and favorite coach, Lily Beyond.
Welcome to your safe space. I'm so glad you found this and you can be proud of yourself to hitting play right now, because that means that you are seeking answers. You're seeking perspective. And this is the start of a wonderful journey to help you get just that. But first off, let me introduce myself. My name is Lily. I'm a burnout prevention coach, active since 2017. Formerly, I was a managing director in the startup world, managing a team of 150 and a 1.5 million project budget each year, doing crazy audacious things in the event and startup innovation scene. We hosted world premieres with flying cars and hosted billionaires that want to solve the world energy crisis and other crazy cool things. It was an intense time. In the early 2010s, with 15-hour workdays, crazy traveling schedules between Tel Aviv, the Valley, and Tokyo, while organizing our flagship event in a 500-year-old imperial palace in the city center of Vienna in Austria, things got intense. Not to mention all the private things that happened. Family, relationships, and personal health. When things are intense, it's so easy to lose track, to get caught in a wave that you tried so hard to ride perfectly, but it overruns you and it swirls you up. And back then, I did not know how to banish my burnout, and I fell right into it. I was caught up in cycles of high-intensity hustle mode and pulling the plug, health blackouts, and getting sick regularly after each big event. Back then, I could not understand what the real issue was. It was also the time when I was first Googling what is self-confidence. I was already managing director, had 3 studies under my belly. I worked in New York and Berlin and rose the ranks of our fresh startup. And I felt so insecure. I really felt successful on paper, but freaking empty inside, numb and slowly dying. And I know burnout. I lost years spinning in my own confusion who I am as a woman and a contributor to society. Looking back, I know now that it was because I wasn't fully owning my unique shape due to decades of feeling inadequate. Being the creative street smart flamingo in a flock of college-educated corporate penguins. Being the purpose-driven dreamer in a victim-focused reality. Being the wildlife zebra in a trained horse stable, always obsessing how I can hide my stripes to somehow be one of the others, to somehow fit in. Turns out that this is not what you are here to do on Earth, to blend in. Mix this in with unhealthy self-care routines, overworking, constantly worrying, playing emotional ping pong with your loved ones, each one dumping their struggles on each other, and you get a toxic cocktail that leads your nervous system to be constantly in high alert, not knowing what's happening, not being able to go into rest and digest, your brain in a constant overdrive, overheating, and perpetual thought loops, and your heart is getting more silent and numb. One day at a time. I can speak so clearly about it because it actually not only happened once to me, but twice. Once, when I was in this managing director role, having such big ambitions and dreams and desires for my team, for the company, but I was losing myself in the process. And then once again, once I consciously thought, hey, I figured it out. Now I am self-employed. Now I am my own boss. Now I am educated. I have all these certifications, all these degrees, studied psychology at the University of Vienna, the birthplace of modern psychology, having all those certifications. And still, I had coach burnout. Which is freaking real. I'm so bold to claim now that every profession has their own version of burnout. We are very aware of, especially after the past years, of physician burnout and those in the front rows of our fragile healthcare system. But I know as a former event manager, who's right up there in the top 3 of most stressful jobs in the world, next to ER surgeon and firefighter, it is freaking real. And what I've been noticing in my past 5 years of being a 100% self-employed life coach, working with hundreds of people on 4 different continents all over the world, that this is still such a taboo topic. Either you are still in your 9-to-5, maybe you also love your job and what you're actually doing, but still, it's so tough to manage your mind and manage your own emotions and all of that. And balancing what other people in your company bring to you, where the whole economy is heading, while also dealing with all the stuff your family and loved one is dealing with. Or you are trapped in your 9-to-5 and you deep down know hey, this is not your end-all be-all, but you get lost in like, how can I change it? What can I change? And you're dwindling down to becoming this one little wheel in this whole complex system and you're starting to lose yourself. But you're still holding up hustle culture so high, saying that, hey, no, I am functioning. I cannot slow down right now. If I slow down, I will lose my momentum. Everything will crumble. This is freaking real. This was me in my first round. And I also have clients now that say, hey, I don't want to burn out again now that I chose to create my own rules, become my own boss. There are no excuses. You cannot blame anyone else anymore. So the risk of burnout again becomes super freaking real. And it doesn't really matter what kind of business strategy or funnel or marketing or personal brand strategy you use. It's all happening between your ears. It is your self-talk, your self-care, understanding the cues of your body and what you actually need, connecting with your soul, giving yourself time and grace to learn and date your soul almost, to figure out, hey, what do I actually want? What actually brings me joy? So you can dial up the color intensity, the clarity, the vibrance in your own personal masterpiece, which is your life. And this is what I'm aiming here to create for you. Why we need this right now. And the podcast that I'm creating here, Banish Burnout, is meant to be your go-to place whenever you need a little pick-me-up. I'm aiming to create weekly episodes for you to stay on track, to stay motivated, to stay inspired on your journey so you do not have to burn out, so you do not have to burn everything to the ground only to have enough justification to finally take care to look at the important questions. It is possible to look at those things, to consider yourself and your path while you're on the go, while you're out there changing the world. Believe me, I took the way more expensive, more time-consuming way of getting my life to a full stop to reconfigure it. But the program that I created now for my clients that are ready to take on this work, and I'm so honored to be able to contribute this to the conversation, that there is another way to hustle culture. And it doesn't always have to be the polar opposite. We have to learn to slow down just enough so we can start to see the nuances. We're gonna talk a lot about slowing down and two sides of the same coin. Like for example, with slowing down, our logical mind tries to think of slowing down as we have to get slower, like going from 140 kilometers an hour down to 30 to slow down and see what you're doing. This is one kind of slowing down. But what I want to teach you in my containers is how you can slow down while you're still in pace. It's almost like in the film Matrix, when Neo is in the zone and he slows down to see the bullets coming at him and getting out of the way and bending and seeing this in slow motion. Slowing down can be seeing your life, seeing what you're creating, what you're doing in slow motion. This is one of the major skills that I'm here to teach you. So why me? Because I felt the calling for the longest time and I was ignoring it for the longest time. And this is also something I'm gonna talk about in a later episode. This kind of when you're ignoring the itch, ignoring the thing you deep down know, when you're lying awake at night and this recurring thought keeps coming up for you, this calling to do something and you keep ignoring it, it becomes your worst enemy. And I'm telling you, I've been ignoring this calling to niche down and focus on burnout prevention for the longest time. So I decided to go all in and be there for you with it. I know burnout. I know how to ignore it and I know how to read the symptoms and course correct. The point is not to change careers or to check out from life and move to Bali for a full year to find yourself. Yes, you can do that if that's possible for you and you really, really want to do that. You can. But I'm gonna offer you. There are different ways how you can go about it that feels good to you. And what I'm creating here and what I'm offering in my Banish Burnout training is that we find something that works for you. Because on the one hand, I'm really loving everything that's happening on social media right now, on Instagram, on TikToks, on YouTube. Everybody's talking more and more about mental health, and I love it. It's so freaking important. This is also my biggest mission since 2017, that we do not burn out by our dreams. So I love it on one hand. But what I noticed in me, and what I know now, if I feel it, at least one person also feels that, so that's why I'm creating this here, is that we are very impressionable. And if you see someone really coming at you with one strategy and this is the thing how you get it under control, this is what you need to do, this is their way. And I want to be this example of, hey, I want to help you find your way. The point is that you feel so safe and so grounded in you that your nervous system can get into rest and digest and really tune in and feel into like what is actually good for me. I'm not still in my hustle loop trying to find a quick fix to what's happening, maybe even numbing my stress with substances just to escape my reality long enough before I get sucked in again. This is not a sustainable thing to do. I want to have the safe space here for you so you can find what's working for you. And another fun fact about me, why I love finding these kind of patterns and finding similarities and finding uniqueness, is that I'm an art historian. I studied art history in Vienna, which is a perfect place to do that with all the art galleries and Jugendstil and all the art collectors. It is really a beautiful breeding ground. And my great-great-grandfather was also a designer for Wiener Werkstätte, so it kind of runs in my blood to design, to create, to love seeing patterns and work with that. We're gonna talk a lot about decoding symbols and patterns, designing what works for you, and changing your belief system and challenging the rules that run your life. I'm not the biggest fan of long-form podcasts. There are these kind of podcasts that are 45 to 2.5 hours long, which might be perfect for long commutes, but I'm more a person, I love a little shorter form version of podcasts that are just value-packed, to the point, and digestible around the 15-minute mark. So you can actually integrate it into your day while you're out there going on a quick walk or lying down for a moment, closing your eyes and let it soak in midday when you know you have still something important to finish that day and you need a little pick-me-up. This is what this podcast is for. These little doses, these little potions that help you make your day just a little easier and step by step burnout proof your busy life altogether. So what's the vibe here? As I'm a designer by trade, I love to make it a premium experience for you. And you will also notice that when you're checking out my posts and everything I put out there, everything I do, every color I use, every sound I use is very intentional. Everything is encoded to help you open just a little crack to get a ray of sun into your system. Every word I use, every pattern, every color, every texture you're gonna see in my content is very, very intentional. I'm not a woman of fluff. I love me some lightness and I love sparkle and bold textures and playing with fashion, creating your own style. We're gonna talk about physical environment too, like what do you physically surround yourself with? Because it is a duality of managing your mind, everything that's happening between your ears, and the thing you put out there and surround yourself with. It is a dialogue. It cannot be a one-way street. And this is what we're gonna explore here. I really want to become your wing woman, the person you seek out if you are ready to explore what else is out there. Like if you were single, going to a bar and having a wing woman at your side, just to make the onboarding a little easier and give you a little confidence boost so you can do things a little differently and fully feel in your power. So you can maybe try something different, make bolder decisions, and step out of your own comfort zone to create what's actually possible in your life. So my friend, we've got a lot to explore here, and I'm beyond honored that you're here with me, taking on this challenge to burnout proof your busy life, to be an example of creating life on your terms, to writing your own rules and inspiring people in your world to make the most out of their lives too. So ready when you are. This is your quest, my friend. Thank you so much for showing up for yourself today. And I catch you in the next episode. Ready to deprogram your self-sabotaging patterns? The Mental Fitness Starter Training is open right now for enrollment. Once you are rewired and inspired, the real fun begins. Go to mentalfitnessschool.com to join class today. Thanks for listening and see you in class.